Blog Talk Radio.
My favorite part. But, oh, I love this show.
Me too. Oh, yes.
As long as I have a breath of life in my body, I shall continue in that spirit.
We should be speaking.
Yes,
well,
yes.
To me is a very good day.
It is. Welcome aboard, boys and girls,
woo!
Men and women, dogs and cats. Welcome. This is the Andy and Amanda Show, live from Hollywood and live from Hollywood in Monterey, Mexico. There we go. Sports of habit. See that? Live from Hollywood. And Amanda Love is in Monterey, Mexico, enjoying the tacos, and the enchiladas, and the margaritas, and the senoritas, and this,
oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So do I. So do I, actually. Yeah, you know.
Very good, Andy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. See, hey, are you? How's your Mexican coming along? Your Spanish, I should say. Yeah.
It's slow.
I remember I took Spanish in high school. I think I took a year of it in college. No, a semester.
Oh.
I forget. But I remember this because I can speak this. I see. I remember this. I think I got an A in the test. Oui, oui, monsieur. Oui, oui.
Excellent.
Wait, did I pass that class? Let me think.
I'm
not sure.
Was it a multilingual class by any chance?
Dingbat. Oh, come on now. Give me a break. Give me no respect.
Every time
I hear that,
it sounds like she says
beanbag. Juan y Maria busca la página.
Oh, excelente.
¿Cuántos a las personas a su derecha?
Yes.
Cinco las personas a mí, a su, a you, a do. All right. I better quit my head. All right.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's another evening. It's another happy hour here. This is a happy hour show. You're with Andy and Amanda. Our number to get on the show is 515-605-9888. You can also email us at andyandamanda@gmail.com. andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Let us know you want to come on, and we will think about getting you on here. We send you a link. As long as you have a headset and a microphone, you can do it that way too and not make any phone calls and enjoy the party here with Amanda and myself, Andy, here.
Absolutely.
We still have a world, you know, we're still in two different countries. We still have never met. This is show number 395, I think. And we have yet to meet. And we have a Cornell Butler who introduced us and really put the whole concept of the show together way back when. And he is, I think, chiming in here on the line. He might be listening. I don't know if Cornell's here. He might be here. But anyway, Cornell, greetings if you are on board with us. Always a pleasure. having you. And I know Cornell introduced me, you know, told me all about you.
She's shocked that I picked her.
Yeah.
I am, actually. Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah. You know, we did.
In all fairness, I really was. Honest.
Really?
I was honestly stunned. Yeah.
Let me ask you about that.
Okay.
About what? What were we talking about?
Away.
Old timers are setting in early here. So you came on the show. Like, okay, so you, Cornell, we had Coast to Coast show a while ago doing different things. It was more, a lot about the perspectives of the world from the black man's perspective and the white man's perspective on opposite coats. We had this thing called the Ebony. No, it was, I forget what it was called. Ebony. Anyway,
Ebony,
so that show went on for a while. Yeah.
It was Ebony.
Anyway, it was fun. It was good, you know. And Cornell came on and introduced you. Then Cornell.
Yeah.
I forget. Well, I don't remember. You know, we're talking 395 shows ago. Wow. Believe it or not. And folks, you know, here's the deal. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/AndyAndMandyaShow and scroll back and hear those shows, all 395 of them. Yeah. And it'll say,
wow.
if you go on that website, it'll say we have over 500 and some shows. And the reason for – we don't have over 500. And the reason why it says that is because some of our shows get repeated. Like a Friday show might get repeated 3 or 4 times over the weekend. What's today? Friday?
It is. All day.
Friday. So today's our Friday show. Tomorrow's Saturday. Today's not. What is today?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. No, it isn't.
What's today?
Andy. I can't believe I agreed with you.
I thought this was a Friday show. It's not a Friday show.
It's Wednesday. But you know what? I got on thinking exactly the same thing.
We are, Amanda, you and I are on so much on the same wavelength so often that remember how we did these like freaky spooky shows for a while, like the Friday show? We did these like, you know, spooky things. And this is one of those things because so many times, and tell me if you agree with me, there have been so many times where, I remember we were both doing something independently, videos for the show or something, and at the same time, neither one of us knew it. And I told Cornell, hey, did you get the video? And Cornell said, because he does all our social media and everything, and he said, Amanda sent it to you too. I'm like, no, I'm talking about the video I did. And Cornell's like, you did a video? And I'm like, yeah. Well, she said, Amanda did a video too at the same time. and you and I, and we didn't talk to each other about it. Neither one of us knew we were doing, had the same idea about how we were going to promote this particular show or episode. I don't know what it was exactly. I don't remember. But we were both on the same wavelength at the same time. And it happens so often that we are on the same frequency that it's almost like, and you know how I feel about supernatural and belief and weird things and stuff. I'm like, oh come on, you know me, and I'm like, but it's bizarre. Thank you. It's bizarre that we think the same things quite often at the same time when you were like 8,000 miles away.
Yeah,
and we come on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's really cool. Really. Beyond whatever, I don't know. We need to do another Freaky Friday show or something. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, sometimes they say when husband and wives are really, really connected and really close, they become almost the same person in a lot of ways.
This is very true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking for that boat.
I need 11,780. Oh, you said boat, not vote. Boat. I'm sorry. I need 11,780. I remember that one. Boats, right.
unlike Trump, I'm not looking for
Donald Trump is now asking supporters to donate $45 each in order to, quote, solve the election fraud.
This is why you're some of the dumbest motherfuckers who have ever graced the face of this fucking planet, Trump supporters. Because ask yourself this, if all it takes is some money to solve the so-called election fraud, why doesn't big billionaire Donald Trump just spend some of his own money to do it? Why doesn't he go to his rich friends like Peter Thiel or the DeVos family? Fuck, even Sean Hannity probably has a few extra bucks lying around. Why do you have to pay for this? Maybe it's a grift.
Donald Trump! Donald Trump is begging. He's begging and crying. Because I like cucumbers. I'm the only one. I like cucumbers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
These people are sick.
Yeah.
That dude.
Yeah,
so what's going on, Mr. Kimball? What's going on?
Well, a couple things. You know, I heard a tragic story.
A tragic story?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I think so.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. That is such a sad story. How can parents tell that? That's scary. That would give me nightmares as a kid.
No.
Right? I think. No wonder there's so many psychiatrists in the world, because parents are telling the kids all about this magical egg that fell and broke into billions of pieces, and nobody could put them back together again. And these kids go to bed at night thinking, "Oh, I don't want to fall and go to a million pieces." And then when
that's
they get
very,
to 35
very
years dangerous. Old, and they end up in the 35 years old in a psychiatrist's office, it all goes back to when my parents first told me about Humpty Dumpty. You see, well, lay down right here, Frank. Well, I tell you, I remember Humpty Dumpty and fell down there, and nobody put them back together. Scared the shit out of my fucking booties. Yeah.
Yeah, they did a cracking job of not putting them back together. Do you know what? You're taking me straight back to a childhood memory. I used to have books as a children. No, there's not more than one of me. I can guarantee that. as a child. It may as well be Friday, Andy, I tell you. So, yeah, you're taking me straight back to this memory. And I had all these children's books. I remember one of them having all these illustrations in it and poems. And it was talking about the plague. And they had a scene from, I don't know, you know, like the Disney's Pinocchio, how the backdrop is, you know, with the,
oh my God,
the cobbled streets,
the
little homes and things like that. Okay, so in this illustration, there was something very similar. And they had like what looked like the Pied Piper at the very front playing on the pipe. And all these people following, and they had like the plague doctor, you know, that big mask that they would wear. He had these great big long thin legs, all dressed in black, this cape flailing behind him. It scared the crap out of me. But yeah, I couldn't stop reading the book, and I'd always look at those illustrations being so frightened of what I was seeing, because I didn't understand. I didn't know what was going on. It was like very early.
Of course.
Yeah, I just, you know, those kind of things stick with you as kids. Just like, whoa, really? I was looking at all that and trying to understand it, even though it was scaring the crap out of me at the time.
Man,
but,
I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be, it's, you know what else is scary? Like, even the stories of the, remember the Wizard of Oz and the Wicked Witch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, think about, you know, how old are you? It's hard to know, but I remember... I couldn't tell you how old I was when I first saw Wizard of Oz, but I know it was very, very, very young. And that what's her name? What was her name? Glenelda or something like that, whatever it was. That was a nice witch. What was the mean witch?
Oh, didn't they just call her the Wicked Witch of the East?
Of the East. Yeah. She scared the hell out of me. I remember going to bed kind of afraid that night. I was real little.
She's a very scary character in it, with the whole cackle and the eyes like bulging over her head. Yeah.
and you think about the kids that see that, like, you know, you and me and billions of other kids. How that's kind of like scary stuff.
It is
scary stuff. Yeah.
And there's been other things as well that I've just. You know, I guess it's brought in perspective recently is when my sister had my little nephew, because she became very conscious of what she exposed him to. and in terms of like cartoons and animations and books and stuff, because there was a lot of cartoons with violence in, right? And because kids reach a certain age, don't they, and they start like hitting and biting and things like that, because they're kind of pushing your buttons, seeing how far they can go. Their little egos come into the surface, and you know, so she was like, oh, you know, I feel, I don't know what to do about this. You know, there's most of these cartoons got like stuff with people stealing and or like violence and things crashing into each other. And it's just like, I don't really know what to do. But she tries to kind of steer him away from a lot of stuff, but not shout at him completely, because she knows that's impossible. You can't do that. And it's not right to do that.
Yeah.
But she wanted to get him through that stage where it was like, okay, so he's not focused on this all the time and think it's okay to do it. So, yeah, it was just, it was fascinating. And the things he got very scared at as well, it was kind of like watching life through his eyes was fascinating. You know, the little things in innocent shows like Thomas the Tank Engine. And
oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Did you have the, oh, my God, these three or four guys. Oh, my God. What were they called? They were a British troop, an acting group for kids. God, I could see them. Oh my God, you probably wouldn't know it if I told you. The oh my God, I can see it, and I can't think. I gotta have to look it up. Unbelievable. But they were cute, you know. And what happens? I think I remember Birdie. You didn't have this Birdie the Bunny up when I was a kid, like puppets, you know. And I used to have dreams about these puppets. Remember? Yeah. Oh, what were they called? It's just on the tip of my tongue. I hate when that happens. Anyway, some of these shows that they used to have for kids, when you think about it, Wizard of Oz, Humpty Dumpty stories, you know, it makes...
they're
going to
commit suicide.
But you hear these things, and, you know, it's kind of frightening for kids. You know, think about it.
Yeah, if you think about the whole nursery rhyme as well of Rock-a-Bye Baby, it's all about a baby falling and crashing. It's like, what?
And getting split up into billions of pieces, and they couldn't put them back together. Yeah,
that was my frustration.
I mean, I hope not to, you know.
That could be a potential hazard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who knew that Ring a Ring of Roses was about, you know, a major, dying and you know.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, but dying. Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Pretty much like the COVID situation. It's just, you know, we sing it so innocently and act it out and, as kids, and it's all about death and wow.
Mm-hmm.
The things are getting ingrained in us. It gets passed on through generations. It's unbelievable.
But, I know Cornell. Yeah. I know Cornell likes this one. Cornell likes this one.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
Oh my.
Such thing anymore as a low turnout election. You have that.
Yeah.
That movie scared the crap out of me. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That's one of Cornell's favorite. Cornell had me put that clip in a while back.
Oh, did he? I see. Where is he? Broski. He meant to be
I thought he was coming on the show.
Yeah.
Let me see if I get him on. Let's see if we get him on here. Hey, Cornell, you here?
I'm right here.
There
I'm listening.
Hello, dude.
Hey, what's up?
Like Cornell is with us now.
How you doing, sweet pop?
I'm doing.
Ooh. And what a cry! Calm yourself. Calm yourself.
Calm yourself. Calm yourself. How's everybody, man? I'm live. Everybody, go to our Facebook on Facebook, Andy and Amanda. We are live.
Yeah. Hey. Are we live on Facebook right now? We're live on Facebook?
Yes, Andy and Amanda, yep.
Woo, doggy. Ooh, hola, hello.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
What's it all about?
Yeah.
Ooh, what a beautiful song.
Hey, you know, I was about to say sad news, and Humpty Dumpty wasn't the sad news. That was just something at the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and we're getting a little feedback there, Cornell. A little feedback from the Facebook or something.
Can you hear me now?
Echo. There's echo.
Is it echo now?
That's better.
Yes,
better.
Slight, just not as much.
Slight.
Maybe it was my gold teeth in my mouth.
Oh, geez. There's a couple of sad news. I wasn't going to say that the tragic news I heard was Humpty Dumpty. I thought of that last spur of the moment, but I liked it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so,
yes.
But I still hear echo, Cornell. I still hear that feed. There's an echo.
You want me to hang up?
Well, go back on the internet connection. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'll keep this on. I'm going to keep this one on, and then I'm going to put you back on internet. So we're both there. We go.
Okay.
Okay, I can do this. The miracle of radio. The miracle of radio. It's incredible. It's incredible. Bob
yes.
Saget passed away, and people assumed that he had a heart attack. You know, they found him. His wife tried to call him in his Florida hotel room in Orlando. He was unresponsive. She had people do a welfare check, and they found him dead in his bed. And people assumed that he had a heart attack. Young guy, you know, Bob Saget. He was the voice. He was the narrator on How I Met Your Mother, and he's a couple of TV programs. He was a comedian. He was just wonderful. In the middle of a tour, was talking to his wife the night before he died at length. You know, two hour conversation. The two of them were lovebirds, unbelievably great. And he was expected to fly home the next day to be with her, and she didn't hear from him. And she called and called, and no answer. So she called the hotel. Four Seasons in Orlando, and had them do a welfare check, and they found him dead in his bed. And people assumed, as anybody probably would, that he had a heart attack. People have heart attacks at all ages, of course, unfortunately. But he was found. So what happened? The cause of death, folks, is the result of head trauma. The authorities have determined that Bob passed from knocking his head hard.
Oh, no.
On something in this hotel room, thought nothing of it and went to sleep and never woke up.
Oh, my goodness. That's awful.
And here's the there's a couple reasons why I want to bring that up. And Bob Saget was amazing and, just an incredible human being, a very funny man, very accomplished actor. But there's a couple reasons why I want to bring that up. I'll tell you what they are. Of course, to express grief and mourn that tragedy. But the second reason is, as a former youth sports coach myself, it's very, very, very important that if you ever bang your head, your kid bangs their head in fun, playing with their brother or sister or a friend. They bang their head on the floor. They get hit in the head with a baseball. Something happens in youth sports, whatever it might be, soccer, baseball, lacrosse, hockey, whatever it is. You know, they get hit in the head, even though it's perceived as being nothing major. The kid rubs his head. He complains a little bit, goes back in the game and plays. Anytime anybody, whether the kid or not, but you hear more about it in kids, unfortunately, but anytime you get hit in the head, I'm talking about outside of a little, you know what I'm saying, but if you can feel it, if you get hit in the head and there's a jolt to your head and you feel that jolt, then go to the hospital and get it scanned. Even if you say, I'm fine, no problem, let's continue on with their night or day or morning or go back to bed, whatever it is, you've got to get it checked. Because what happens is inside your head, there's a membrane that surrounds your brain, and the brain gets jolted and that membrane begins to swell and it's got no place to go. If your arm swells, your leg swells, your hand swells from an injury or a hit or a bite, it can go, it swells up and your arm looks like a football for a day, or you cortisone and bam, it goes away, whatever it might be. The brain has nowhere to go when it swells. It's in your cranium, it's in the skull, and you die. And so the point being here is, as tragic as Bob Saget's death is he died because he hit his head and he didn't think anything of it.
Wow.
If he said, you know, I hit my head, I felt that one. Woo. I don't know if he fell, you know, on a bathroom counter or, you know, who knows? Who knows? Whatever.
Yes. It does make you think as well. Yeah.
Yeah. A corner of something. I remember one time I was on tour in a hotel and the phone, I forget if it was my cell phone or the hotel room phone, rang and I turned my head real fast to get the phone and my jaw hit the counter where the phone was in the hotel, and man, did I feel that for ages and a day. And I didn't think it wasn't my head. It was just a jaw. It wasn't my brain. It was my jaw. But man,
yeah.
Did I feel that the longest time. I mean, a couple of weeks. So
yeah.
Imagine if that had been my head and
oh,
not
goodness,
my jaw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
oh, I
so,
do. Yeah.
So the point being here, folks, because we have a lot of fun in the show, and we talk about, you know, fun things. We try to make light of a lot of issues, obviously. But in all seriousness, if you or your kid or your wife or your husband or whatever, friend, you see anybody in life hit their head, somebody falls in the pit, you're witness of somebody falling on the sidewalk, make sure an ambulance is called. Make sure they get scanned. Because you can be fine and say, no problem, I'm okay. You feel a little bit, I'm all right. Several hours later, you die. What? How you died? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Or she died, whatever it is. You know what?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to mention
that. It makes you feel very blessed, doesn't it, when you think about how many times you get hit on the head and, you know, you're absolutely fine. Because I've had two incidences where I've had a blow to the head. Like, nothing I would say extremely – in fact, I want to say three because – it was nothing extremely tragic, thank you. But I had a car accident once and the car hit. We were on snow and unfortunately we couldn't go anywhere but down this one road that we were traveling on. And it was kind of like a hill and we lost control of the car. I was on the passenger side and the car glided down this road, got to the bottom of the hill and there was another main road. We went straight over the main road into a building. And the car kind of slid to the side, to the passenger side slightly. So the passenger side got damaged. That's where I was. I ended up with like whiplash and I smacked my head against the glass of the door, but it was nothing very, very bad. The second time somebody kicked open a glass and metal door and smacked me straight in the head and I went flying back on the floor, literally like a few feet back on the floor. Yes. And the third time was somebody's boot of a car. I was leaning in the boot of the car. They went to grab the lid, pull it down as I was kind of stepping back and lifting my head up, smack straight on the back of the head. It was very painful. But so when I think about those three incidences, you know, you kind of put things into perspective. Wow, this poor guy, you know, accidentally hit his head. And I've had those three incidences and been very blessed to not have anything happen. So wow.
It can happen. My daughter had was playing. She was an amazing athlete. She's not playing anymore, but all through school, she was in demand. And no matter what sport she played, really, really good. And she ended up playing lacrosse and was playing an away game. She was been a junior at the time. I'm thinking, so what's 11th grade? And I went to go pick her up at school, and she looked pale. She looked white as a ghost, you know. And yeah, I see, right? She said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. She said, you wouldn't believe what happened to me today. I'm like, what? I ran into somebody in the playing lacrosse, you know, head-on collision, and the coach took me out, and I was okay, and he asked if I wanted to go back in again, and I said, I want to go. She was really good. You know, I want to go back. I want to go back and play. Yeah, I'm good. So she went back and played, got hit in the head with the ball twice, came back out. Coach put her out. And keep in mind, the coach, his full-time job when he wasn't coaching for this particular school was a nurse. That's what he did for a living, okay?
Yeah.
So puts her back in. Has it, I forget whether the third one was another shot to the head or another one was a collision with an opposing team player and came back out. So three collisions to the head. The coach put her back in each time. The next day, I take her to school, and she came to my room, Dad, let's go, ready to go to school, and she looked paler than she did when I picked her up. I take her to school, I go home, I get a call from the school nurse, and in that school, is a big, very well-known college prep kind of private school, you know, and very big on sports, and what they have all the kids do, which I think is a really very good idea for all you school leaders who are listening, and directors and athletic coaches, around the world, is they do concussion before school starts, before the athletic programs start. They do concussion tests for all the kids to get a baseline. Say,
right.
You know how this kid is without a – then when they do a concussion test, which is what they do in the NFL and all these, you know, they do these tests, and they're very good, and they compare those tests with the baseline. So the nurse calls, I'm at home. You know, I just took her to school. I go home. Bam, phone rings. Hey, school nurse. Yeah, hey, got to go pick up your daughter. Concussion. Failed miserably.
Oh, my goodness.
She missed 2 months of school.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
That's crazy.
And did we have a lawsuit, which we didn't pursue, but did we? Of course we did. That was very actionable. Very.
Yes.
And we didn't do anything.
Yes.
I remember one time, because my daughter's home for 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, she's missing school. And they were great when they came back. She didn't have to make up anything. You know, it's not your, you know, they were really good when she came back. But the thing is, I remember one time, and she was home. And the thing is, you can't, when you have a concussion, you can't read and you can't watch TV.
Yeah.
So there she is. I forget how old you are when you're 11th grade, 15, something. I don't really know. So we went out to lunch one time, and there was a news report on TV monitor where we were that a Philadelphia kid had sued a school and won an $8 million settlement.
Whoa.
And Justine and I are watching this, right? This is a month into her, you know, whatever. And I look at it, because we're not that, we're just, you know, we'll go through the medical, you're going to be fine, you know, you'll get over this, you'll be fine, I don't want to, you know, we're not that type. Oh, sue, a lot of people are, we're not. What do they call them? Litigious, I think, some litigious, you know, I think that's the right word. But anyway, so we saw that $8 million settlement, and we looked at each other at the same time, we're like, should we call some lawyers?
Wow.
I said, Just, you know, if we sue, you can't go back to that school. You know, we can't, you know, you'd probably win. You win the case.
Yeah.
And you can't go back there. And then we said, but $8 million? Who needs to go back there?
Yeah. Be homeschooled the rest of the time.
we'll invent our own school. We'll buy a fucking school.
Yeah. Wow.
That'll have decent sports coaches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, we did call a couple lawyers, and, you know, we had a case, but a couple lawyers, one lawyer also pointed out and said, look, you have to prove long-term damages, and they're paying for all her health care, they're paying for all her doctor visits, they're paying, and there were a lot of them, kept going back to the doctor for tests and checkups and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And her school paid for all of it. So, and it's a great school, and she did real amazingly well by going there, and we have a great, you know, it's a terrific school. So yeah, these things happen. Somebody else probably would have sued them. I'm sure many, many parents would have sued. Many would have sued. I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when you come to the sum of $8 million, a lot of people would have jumped on it, you know?
Yeah, and who cares? You know, life goes on. The hell with the school. Who cares about them? They don't care about you when you leave, outside of asking you for more money. And you don't care about that. So I think looking back, if we had consulted an attorney day one, let's say right after that happened, right after they said you can't go back to school, but you know concussion protocols, da da da, doctors, all this crap, and really, you know, the best of the best of sports physicians and concussion doctors, you know, they paid for all of it, or how their insurance company, whoever did. But if we had called a lawyer day one, and that lawyer said, you got a great case, and I'm not only talking case, I'm talking probably well over $1 million settlement here. Then I may have done it.
Wow.
I may have done it.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't have? Fuck this.
Well, that's
fuck
right.
Them. Look what they did to my fucking. Look what they did.
First
of all, sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that sports coach had no. And he's a nurse, for Christ's sake. And I remember when I called the head of the athletic department, I complained and I told him exactly what happened. Because that's not how he heard it. I said, well, that's what happened. That's not how you heard it. Well, why don't you go hear it again? Because I know exactly what happened, and so does your sports coach know, and so do her teammates know. They all know. Everybody in that field knows exactly what happened. And he, well, he's a nurse, you know. He's a nurse. I don't care give a fuck what he is, you know.
Exactly.
He put my daughter, after three severe head-on collisions, he put her back in the game three times. I was, at the time, a youth sports coach myself. I coached basketball, soccer, and Little League. I coached Little League for 8 years.
Yes, of course.
So I know all about this shit. You know, I know all about it. So, and my mom still talks about it to this day. Still talks about
really?
It. Can't believe they put her granddaughter, you know, back in that, you know, three severe, traumatic, schematic Any more words
it's
you
horrific
can think of?
When you think about
horrific,
you know,
all that shit.
You trust your
yeah
children in the hands of so-called professionals.
You do.
Yeah, you do. You know, they
yeah
leave you, they leave your home every day, go off to
mm-hmm
the place that they're legally meant to be.
Yep.
And, you know, their life is in their hands.
Yeah.
It's like with all these
unreal
school shootings, I know they're tragic and, you know, a lot of it can't be controlled, but there's so many times, Andy, when
yeah
things can be controlled.
Yeah.
You know,
it's unreal
environment and... Yeah,
oh, speaking of kids, you ready for this? Oh, and you ready for this? Breaking. Breaking.
Go on.
You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
This is hard to believe.
Okay, I'm
before
myself
the COVID vaccination came out, this is right before, and we talked, you know, during COVID, we were on the show, you know, we talked all about COVID, and Donald, you know, we talked, you know, we dedicated a lot of time on the show to COVID to this day.
Yes.
And especially before the vaccines were out and when Trump was in office and blah, blah, blah. All right.
Yes.
So let's rewind the clock. There was no vaccine.
Okay.
All
right.
So
right
schools were in session. A teacher
mm-hmm
told a 9 or 10 year old girl that she can play the class nurse. So when kids feel sick, she can walk those kids to the nurse's office and then either walk back by herself if they have to go home or walk them back to class. And
right
she did this repeatedly without asking the parents' permission. The kid later died of COVID.
Right.
The kid died. The kid died.
Oh.
The parents are beyond livid. Beyond livid.
I'm
you had
happy
my daughter, play, my 10-year-old daughter, walking COVID
yeah
patients to the nurse's office, or any patient, anybody who was sick, was I don't care what they had, the flu, God knows what they had. And you got my daughter walking him to the nurse's office without telling your parents that she's doing it or even asking permission. She gets COVID and she dies, 10 years old. Fuck
wow
that bullshit. Hope
yes
the school gets sued for $1 billion for a billion. I hope they get taken off the map. I hope they there's no words I have. None. I can't think
I'm
of
sorry,
a
I
bad
have
enough words.
A couple of right now. Fucking cruel.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but
yep.
Those poor parents.
Yeah.
What do you say, Andy? What do you say? I mean
yeah. Yeah.
You can't appreciate a situation until you're in it. You can only get your own perspective of what that must feel like.
Yeah.
To lose your child like that, again, trusting your child in someone's hands.
Yeah.
Every single day you have to have faith when they leave you.
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's
yeah
devastating. It's devastating.
Mm. Yeah,
wow.
10 years old. So they have a son. They didn't have a son and a daughter. Now they just have a son. Unbelievable.
Wow. Well, to everybody involved, you know, our hearts
mm-hmm
go out to you. That is awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely
yeah
awful.
Mm-hmm.
Justice needs to be served. It
yeah
really does. And let's face it, there's no amount of justice. No, nothing can bring that child back.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Or heal that pain.
But talking about lawsuits... That's the only thing they can do, and I hope they get millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. So I can say, it's the only thing they can do. What else can they do? They can't, as you said, they can't bring her back.
Yeah, that's so, right.
You know,
once the damage has been done, isn't it? It's irreversible.
Mm-hmm.
But
there ain't no buts.
What?
Hey, you know we haven't played a long time in this show.
Oh. No, Andy! Oh,
Elvis!
We're caught in a trap.
I'm Elvis!
I can't walk out.
Yeah. See you all.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Oh, yeah. Come on, folks, you know this song.
Why can't you
see? You
sing
it, let's get up and dance.
What you doing to me?
Elvis!
Cornell!
Cornell, are you there? Holy crap.
We can't go on together.
How do I turn this fucking thing off?
We
can't turn it off. Help!
And we can't build our dreams.
Oh, shit.
On suspicious minds.
I can't turn it off.
An old friend I know.
Cornell hung up.
Shove it up your nose.
Cornell,
let's get
back
to it.
Oh, no.
I can't fucking turn
would
it off.
Would I still see
Elvis
suspicion in your eyes?
Come on.
Put my head to the top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, 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 oh,
he doesn't want to go away.
You can't see the tears I realize I'm crying.
Here we go. Oh, my God.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, do you remember, do you remember, you know Kevin Michaels.
Yes, I do.
Right? And I told you I was mixing a tune for him. Next tune. He's number one country star in the United States for 3 weeks. Top the charts for 3 weeks. Right? We talked about that. We played a song, Down Home Georgia. We played it on the show a few times. We had Kevin on the show a few times. And I said how we're mixing the next song that's going to be released. It's a love song kind of thing on Valentine's Day. And one thing led to another. And I didn't get all the files I need to produce this tune, to mix this tune the way we want it exactly. It was recorded in Nashville with some amazing, amazing players. Robbie Krieger from the Doors, of course, Kevin Michaels sings it. So we were supposed to mix this thing Sunday and Monday, get it done, release on Valentine's Day. We're still hoping for Valentine's Day release, but I got to get the rest. We got to do some more technical stuff so we're able to adjust the mix accordingly. But what I thought I would do, because we promised this on Friday's show that we were going to debut the tune on today's show.
Yeah.
On today's show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut it off. I'm not going to play the whole song, but I'm going to play, I was able to just mix it from what I had, from the tracks, the very, very few tracks I have. I was able to adjust the mix. Not the original mix is bad. It just needs to be tweaked, you know, but I'm going to play for you part of this Kevin Michaels song called For You, just because Kevin is just so good, and you hear his voice and hear the music and hear what he's about. He wrote the song when he's 14. It's called For You. I'm just going to play a few bars and turn it off, and then we will debut the song in its entirety when we finish doing the professional, you know, mix. It's going to be released on the radio. But in the meantime, take a listen, folks. On the Andy DeMando Show, For You, Kevin Michaels. Isn't that good?
Wow. You've
done Thank
so
you.
Well.
Here we go.
I love you more than I've ever loved before, or will ever love again. From the beginning and forevermore, I will love you till the end. For you I have waited all my life. This chance may never come again. For you are the answer to my dreams, and I will love you till the end.
I feel a little romantic.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
guys.
Hey,
I'm back. I'm back.
Uh-oh.
I dropped my microphone.
Oh.
She's back. Back in.
I'm back.
You have no power here. Be gone.
You love me. You love me. You love me. You love me.
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, that was amazing.
You guys are not
so
serious.
Nice. Yes.
Hey, what? Yeah, what do you think?
You can't be serious. I dropped my microphone while we were live, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
I saw your message. My jaw dropped.
What a horrible thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's up, guys?
Well, Amanda and I are sitting here talking about some news items. Some
we're
going to
do very well. We've done a great job.
Yeah, see?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. That was going excellent. I was listening in, too. It was great, man. It was real great.
People like our conversation.
Well, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I can almost hear the cussing that went on when you dropped your mic.
Oh, that's the part that I would like.
What I saw, Cornell, was we started playing Elvis, and I got a notification on our dashboard on the radio show here that's when you left the show.
Yes.
I don't need to hear like, come out, help me.
Way up, then it went down.
Hey, guys, it wasn't me. It was my computer that left the show. It ran out power.
I got to say, your computer's very wise.
Oh, my God.
To our listeners, if you're a long-time listener, you know the inside joke with that Elvis thing. But to anybody else listening, it's not that we dislike Elvis. It's just that
we
heard
Elvis.
That song being played.
And add me into the group, if you don't mind.
We will.
Please.
We'll.
Oh, boy.
We will.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
hey,
yes.
Cornell.
Yes.
I had a question for you.
Of course.
What was the question?
Wait,
I have
hold up. Wait a minute.
I have a question for you. And what was it?
No.
Something to do with.
Oh, where's that sound clip when you need it?
What's up, sis? How you doing, girl? How you doing? Andy, hi.
Hey, I know what the question was.
Hey.
Cornell, yeah. I want to know, it's been very cold there.
Yes.
What is the temperature currently in Philadelphia?
Actually, it's 25.
Really?
25 degrees.
Jeez. Do you know here in L.A., it was the 80s today. It's going to be 87 on Super Soul Sunday. Super Soul Sunday.
Who's going to be there, James Brown?
On Super Soul Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, it's going to be 87 degrees at SoFi, what do you call it there? The stadium. You know, SoFi Stadium or Field, whatever you call it. Yeah. Yep, and I want to also advertise, promote. We're going to have a very special show Friday. We're going to have a super. We're here in L.A. That's for our coast to coast studio. We're here in L.A. and Mexico and back on the East Coast, but I'm here in Los Angeles. We're going to have a special Super Bowl preview show on Friday. And Cornell, who's in the Super Bowl? Do you know by any chance?
The Rams and the Bengals.
Thank you. All right, that shows how much we know about the Super Bowl, but nonetheless, it's going to be a fun show, as you can tell.
You know more than I do.
Only on the Andy DeMander show.
Only.
We're going to have a Super Bowl show here. It'll be super fun, and we will all tune in at 6 p.m. in Los Angeles, at 9 p.m. on the East Coast, and at 8 p.m. in Mexico, and at 3 in the morning in the U.K. Everybody, repeat
awesome.
After me.
Everybody say orgasm loud.
Orgasm all loud.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Say it
hell
again.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Say it again.
Well, you know.
There's no such thing as a G-spot.
I don't know what her extensive thoughts are on that, because that's quite a sweeping statement.
You know what? I think the G-spot's inside. Am I right, Amanda? It's internal, correct?
Yes, it is.
Why am I answering? Sorry, that's a pause.
He's full of shit.
Kevin, the song you just played of Kevin, it sounds kind of great, man.
Really good.
Those few seconds, I'm like, wow.
I like the intro. That whole
I like your intro. I'm going to hear the intro again.
Let's hear it again on the Andy and Amanda show.
Okay.
Say it again, Sam.
They both tested positive for COVID on August 23rd.
No, that was the wrong one, I guess.
Oh, that wasn't it? All right. This is it. Here we go. Here it is. What's it called? But for you, Kevin McDonald. I mean, Kevin.
Mike.
Thank you. Here we go.
Hey, Mr. Nico,
That was the wrong Kevin.
I know it was. That was MC Kevin.
Let's hear that again. Seriously, here's the beginning of For You again. I'm mixing this now, slowly but surely, but let's take a look. That was really nice. Let's take a listen. Here we go.
Wow.
I love you more than I've ever loved before, or will ever love again. From the beginning and forevermore, I will love you till the end. For you I have waited all my life. This chance may never come again. For you are the answer to my dreams, and I will love you till the end. For every kindred I have caught within a crowd, your eyes reached out and called my name.
I also happen to call him a lightweight, okay? And I have said that, so I would like to take that back. He's really not that much of a lightweight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hey, that song is a crossover song. That's the real crossover song.
Whoa.
I gotta tweak it some more. We're mixing it. And it's cool to be able to talk about, you know, because we've talked, many of our regular listeners, and for those of you who are new, Amanda and I, actually in Cornell as well, we're all in the music biz, and Cornell has a career doing A&R and production work, and he's also a percussionist and drummer and a manager, and Amanda is a composer.
And I vacuum the floors. I pick up the phones.
He vacuums floors.
I clean.
Flowers.
I wash dishes.
Does windows.
And I do the zoom.
Kitty litter, walks the puppies.
It's a disgrace what happened, frankly. A real disgrace.
Yes, it is. Yes, it really is. So basically, guys, I
He's
don't sleep.
He's a multi-talented man.
Yes. And I do it with two hands.
Yeah.
No coordination, no nothing.
Get it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll you see the ratings, how bad they are.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm doing a great job, guys.
That's right, Tom.
Listen, this is the way it is.
Thank you, Donald. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Donald. We love you.
Oh, my gosh. I love this show of this time, guys. This is the best slot.
It is, right?
This is a great slot. Yeah. It is a great slot. You know, anyway, I was just going to talk about music for a minute here because it's good for our listeners to know. So when a song is recorded, especially a song like this where you've got tracks composed by numerous musicians in various locations, mostly centered around Nashville, that area. But you've got Rob, I can go on forever, but you've got some very, very well-known, like the who's who of Nashville session musicians and stars within their own right, who Kevin knows. I mean, Kevin has a relationship that go. It's like a book of who's who in music. It's incredible because the guy has an amazing history, right? So he's got some incredible people playing on this. And they did and so you record in the studio mash, and all the recording, you know, it takes hours and hours and hours and hours, and there's, you know, either record label backing or financier backing, whatever it might be, paying for all this time. And then you go to a separate studio, usually, sometimes the same studio, but you go to a separate studio that specializes in mixing all those tracks. So it sounds like something. I mean, it obviously sounds like something was recorded, but they mix all the levels, and if they add any compression or a little bit of reverb, a little tweaking, taking something out that maybe is a little bit too pronounced or enhancing something that needs to be enhanced more, that's all done in the mixing process. And that's in a separate studio. And then it goes to another studio called mastering. And that's when the final touches are put on the tune. The volume levels are brought up. So it's radio broadcast volume, any kind of headroom that needs to be, you know, expanded upon without losing volume is called compression. They do all that kind of thing. So the recording and releasing of a song or an album is quite extensive. And the amount of work that goes into it is very extensive. So what we're doing now with that song is we're tweaking the mix. In other words, we're taking, like, for just hearing it on the radio, which is kind of cool that I get to do this, is that I'm going to bring you'll hear it when we actually release the song. Kevin's vocals, yeah, as good as they are a little bit riding too high above the music. Before, when I first got it, the music was too close to Kevin's vocals, and I put it too much the other way. So we got to tweak a little bit more and tweak a little more, bring a few things out. And I've only got a couple tracks to do that with. I don't have all the individual tracks of all the contributors to this tune. So I'm very limited as to what I can do right now, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting to play maybe for our musician friends and for our production and engineering friends and our mastering and mixing friends or people who are recording their own music in the living rooms with Pro Tools or Logic or Studio One, whatever it might be, or Apple GarageBand. How on a professional level we actually do this, and we'll play maybe the mix that came out of Nashville or maybe just after, and the final mix that's going to be released, what you'll be hearing on the radio as this song takes off and charts, just like Down Home Georgia did. And it's kind of cool. And we're able to do that only on the Andy and Amanda Show, folks. I mean, think about it. Definitely. What other show can talk about, you know, politics and religion and spirituality and sex and relationships and then
farts.
Also and farts, especially farts, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
I said suburban women love me. Please love me.
Yeah, yeah. and
the best is yet to come.
Mm-hmm. We invited Donald to participate in the show as often as he likes, and, of course, he, you know, Yeah, but anyway, when you think about it, you know, bird's eye view of what we're doing here on the Andy and Amanda Show, and being able to provide, you know, coaching in that regard and music, and we've had different contributors on the show talking about spirituality and also acting. How you get into the acting business? How do you do an audition? What are the various aspects of doing audition? How to succeed and move ahead in as an emerging actor? And we talk about all these different things on the show. We talked about the environment and sustainability. We talked about politics. We talked about sex. We talked about more sex. Oh, and we talked
and
about
we, and we independent. And we independent. We independent.
Yeah. We're independent. Yeah. So this show has, you know, I guess what I'm saying here is that we like you folks to continue to tune into this show. You know, it's we don't have an agenda. When Amanda and I meet on the show platform, neither one of us have any idea. I mean, there are a few exceptions here and there. We have a special guest or blah, 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 or something. Earth shattering happens. But aside from that, Amanda and I would say 98% of the time, probably pretty damn accurate, Amanda and I have no idea what we're going to talk about in the show, no clue as to where the show is going to go, no clue as to how the show is going to shake out. And I got to say, I think I can say this, and tell me if you agree. I mean, you know, here we are in the show. But having listened to some of the shows, Bird's Eye View, I don't think some are better than others, obviously. Some songs are better than others. But I don't think there's a bad show in 395 episodes. You know, they're different degrees, but they're all good shows. You know, it's what we do here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're not being biased.
And we're not.
No.
Yeah.
Not at
all. And Amanda, you know,
and
Amanda.
And lately she's added another remarkable achievement to her career.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
How nice of you to say.
You know, but,
I get so bored I can scream.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
But anyway. you know, we only have another minute and a half to kill. I can't believe these hours go by so fast. I hate.
Know.
I just
love we are having
knock it off.
We are having fun.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I know we
but,
get
you know,
we get
wash
so
the girl right out of your hair.
No, I don't want to. I want to keep. Yeah, I don't want to.
Okay, well, just let me know when. I'll find my exit
this
point.
This is our Wednesday show. We have three shows a week.
First, the second, the third.
Our next show is...
I have to go out, and I will not be back until after sundown tomorrow.
Thanks
after
for the
Friday.
Heads up.
This show repeats at 6 p.m. Thursday. We're going to go back on 5 days a week again, Amanda Cornell. We're 5 days a week. How are we doing that, you might ask? Because every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday show repeat on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at the same time. So some of our listeners might actually be. So some of our listeners will be hearing this show on Thursday at at their at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, whatever time that is in your corner of the world.
Wow.
I guess we got to go.
I guess we have. Goodbye. It's so hard.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Trillion, 600 trillion worth. A trillion, 400 billion worth. Out of a billion, 400 million, excuse me, a trillion, 400 billion dollars.
That's what we're trying to raise. Hint, hint, hint.
Ah, yes, hint, hint.
You cannot
do it.
Both
yes, we can. We can. We can do it. We can.
It's taken more than 100 years.
I don't know about that.
Who said?
Oh, my gosh. We all be dead.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
No, maybe just a little.
It's just the way she said, I'm not going to. Just a little bit. Just a little bit more.
Yeah.
And a little bit more. And a little bit more.
AndyDemandYourShow.net or .com, AndyDemandYourShow@gmail.com, Facebook is Instamatic, TikTok,
Google us.
We're everywhere. Everywhere.
Yes, go Google.
All that stuff. And remember to get on the show, once again, to get on our show.
The number, 303-330 or 303-330.
Yeah.
And we won't pick up.
Yeah.
And this show is dedicated.
We choose truth over facts.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Truth over facts any day.
All right.
Right. Yeah. And we're going to be raising some money on this show, folks.
I think it's $2.3 billion.
I don't know if that much, but we are going to be raising some money. We're going to tell you how we do
that.
We
raise that much.
You
put it in our pocket? No, we not.
That was so funny.
That was very good. Cordell, you're a very funny man.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
But we truly want to thank everybody.
Thank you for allowing me to come into your living room.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
If you listen to this show,
the secret is to enjoy it.
That's right.
Oh, I've got a live performance passing the streets right now. So
really?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Listen carefully. Listen. Can you hear?
No. Everything got quiet.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. That's actually good then. It's a good sign.
Even the roaches in my house say, listen.
Oh, yeah. I met a badass roach the other day. Took me by surprise. I was dancing on the bed. No kidding, because in the UK, we don't get roaches that big. So when I saw one, I was like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I hate them. Yeah.
I was like, no.
Me too. You got to get some Raid.
Yeah.
I follow roaches around.
How
I just tell
you,
them.
My
pretty. My pretty.
Yeah. Pretty.
Pretty.
And you got to find the right roach.
She is not the one.
Yeah. Don't put your roach out, you know.
Mm-mm.
Get it?
Yes.
You can smoke in it, dude.
Amanda, I want to see some, now that it's warm weather there in Mexico and you're out of the cold, I want to see some more pictures of you. You know what I'm saying?
I was wondering how that was going to end.
Amanda, the food that you sent, the picture that you sent, oh my gosh, is that a...
Oh my God, that was great. What was
that?
Yeah,
what is it?
Well?
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Mm-mm. No, it was, so we had fried chicken with classic Mexican rice and potatoes.
Cornell wants that fried chicken. Cornell, you want fried chicken.
It was
Come on,
so
Cornell.
Good.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Hell
so yeah.
Good.
But, we had the guacamole, homemade.
Yeah.
And, salsa and the chips and stuff. It was absolutely delicious. I mean,
Mexico, we love you.
We do.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
We do. Hey,
yeah.
Cornell, you know what I'm thinking? I haven't had good fried chicken. I love fried. I haven't had good, I'm trying to think the last time I had really good fried chicken that wasn't so greasy.
Oh, my gosh. I love fried chicken. I love KFC. I love Popeyes.
Hey, Cornell, KFC or Popeyes? Yeah. KFC or Popeyes, which one?
I'm going with KFC.
I would say the same, simply because of their spices in the coating of the chicken.
Popeyes is too much.
I told you guys on the show, got it a month ago or more, my daughters are, you know, we're all vegetarian, vegan. I'm not, but we tend to, because the family is, that's what we tend to do here. One daughter is vegetarian, the other is vegan. So between the both of them, you know, we're pretty strict on the vegetables here. There's this new product from KFC. It's Impossible Chicken Nuggets or something like that.
What?
It is incredibly good. I'm talking about amazing. Wow. You bite into these things and you tell me this isn't chicken. It's like $16 for a box, whatever. Folks, we should call them, Cornell, to see if they will sponsor the show. Because we only want companies to sponsor the show that we can actually recommend. I don't want just anybody who gives us a check to say, hey, I want to advertise, because, you know, if we're not behind your product, you can keep your check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
that's what you say, Andy. No.
On second thought, I know.
We are executing on our plan.
Yeah. But anyway, we should try to call them, because I remember when I first tried these vegan, I guess they are, Impossible, plant-based chicken nuggets. You wouldn't believe how good they are. Get yourself a box. KFC. Go do it.
Vegan now. I've noticed that. There was posters everywhere in the UK before I left, literally. All the restaurants doing it at the same time.
Burger King has the Impossible Burger now, you know? Yeah.
But it's funny how it's all at the same time, isn't it? It's not just one that's done it and now the rest are joining it. It's literally all at the same time. Look what we've got.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Right time, I say.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't give up my ribs. I'm sorry. I love ribs. Barbecue ribs on a grill.
Barbecue food, period.
I know. Really good. The main question, I guess getting back to the main question, the core of today's show is...
When you go out on a date with a guy, like, how soon should you guys, I guess, have sex?
Thank you.
After dinner.
After dinner. I haven't had... I'm trying to think. I haven't had a whole lot of one-night quick deals like that. I think there's been, like, maybe... You know, let's face it, I'm an older guy. I hope I'm not dating myself. I'm not that old. Believe me, I'm not that old. If you know what I'm saying. But
age is just a number.
Yeah, I'm trying to look back and think in my life how many times I've had, like, one, you know, you meet a girl, which is hard for me to do anyway. They usually have one look at me, they're, you know, forget it. You know, and easy being me, you know what I mean?
As a guy working with these awesome ladies.
when I was born, the doctor slapped me and the nurse came in and slapped me too.
It's unbelievable. when the doctor saw me, he said, what is this?
The doctor slapped your mother, Cornell. Doctor slapped Cornell's mother,
like,
when he was born.
Where's the kid at?
The only good looking one on our show is Amanda. She's the only good-looking one on our show.
Come on.
Yeah.
No,
she's very Amanda, you're a very good-looking woman, by the way.
Thank you.
You really are. We don't talk about that as much on the show as we should. Like, who are we?
No,
you know,
but I'm insecure like the next person, you know?
But you have very good looks. You have a really appealing look.
Oh, thank you.
She has the beautifulest forehead.
You do. That's the only thing I've seen because you're wearing a damn mask all the time. It's the only thing I've seen. You got this mask on.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
In all the compliments I've ever had, no one's ever complimented my forehead.
That's all we know of you so far. That's all we know is your forehead. That's the only thing we've been able to meet. You got this mask
Thank
on all
you.
The time.
My forehead is very grateful.
Yeah. Right. You know?
Buck.
But. Yeah. Yeah, you know?
Well,
you can just, you know.
Lean back and relax.
You're trying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's sweet.
Yeah, it's like your forehead's, like, real shiny, man. I like But actually, you won't believe it. You might think I'm crazy, but I love my wife's forehead. I'm like a forehead.
Really?
You know how some people like feet and toes and legs? I love forehead.
You're a forehead person.
Yeah. Holy shit person, right?
I got something to do. I got to go do boom, boom, boom.
Oh.
That guy back on the show? How did he get back on the show? That guy.
Oh, man.
I propose,
and I'm going to digress slightly.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Connor. You know, it's interesting, actually. It's fascinating to know what appeals to some people, because, you know, you get the casual talk, don't you? It's like, it's either the breast, the butt, the, you know, the eyes, whatever it is on a person. But to have somebody admit it's the forehead, it's just it's unique.
He's strange.
Hey,
like
Amanda.
Yes, Alan.
I'm trying to think. What is the average favorite party? The I can't even say this.
Pardon?
See,
you said you? I said okay.
What? What
there's
is the average?
Definitely things you can do to make yourself be into the sex more.
Yep. So my question being, if for women or for you, as the case may be, whatever, you know, in general, what is
in
the
general
favorite for women, about women, what is the favorite body part?
Oh, I don't know. We're all so unique and different. I mean,
what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, this is what I've heard, okay, amongst
mm-hmm.
women.
Mm-hmm.
Some women like the chest of a man because it goes back to the whole.
No,
primal...
no, no. I'm talking about women's for women.
Yes.
Not.
Yeah.
You said chest of a man.
Yes, women. Okay. So
women.
What I've heard in opinion from women, other women, I've heard some women say they like the chest on a man because it goes back to the whole sexual primal thing. Okay,
right.
So, you know, when a couple are making love, quite often the woman will find the chest of a man very appealing because, you know, it's something to lean on or whatever. It shows strength and it's the whole primal thing. And it's the same, I think, with the thighs. I've heard women talk about thighs, that they're drawn to thighs. Like, it's different for each woman. Some women won't look necessarily at the physical features. They'll be more romanticized by the eyes. And
for women, being a woman, if she looked at herself in the mirror and you said, "What is your favorite body part? Is there a favorite body part?"
Oh God!
Only on the Andy Demander show.
Oh okay, yeah.
You're right.
Is it time to go yet? Seriously, I don't know how to answer that because everybody's different, right? I mean, not all men think the same and feel the same by other women.
Yeah.
I mean, do
knock
you
it off.
And,
knock it off.
You, yes. Do you and Cornell both, are you both drawn to the same part? What attracts you?
Yeah, Cornell, what attracts you?
The forehead.
We are imagining this situation now. Okay.
Yeah, the forehead and the eyes and what else attract me? The grammar. Grammar.
The
grammar.
That's not
grammar.
Physical. People look at me, they say one thing consistently.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Disaster.
Okay, but what about you, Andy?
For me, I can only go from what I've been told most of my life.
What?
Thinking, rewinding. I'm like, I have to roll that card, go through my brain right now. Have to be the eyes and the butt.
Okay. So the common thing, it seems to be the common theme between both sexes seems to be the eyes. But that's obviously because of the first thing you look into, right? When you're communicating with somebody.
Yeah.
You want to feel
I remember one
that.
time I was this great, this really, really fun relationship when I was
What's
like.
What's wrong with me? I look at the forehead.
That's nothing wrong with you, darling. Yes, sorry, Andy.
Quinnell, you have a very nice forehead. Quinnell, I like your forehead.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Andy the Man Show.
You know, Quinnell, is there...
Is there anything that you're interested in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
There's many.
The forehead. Because the forehead, when they have eyebrows, it matches up. The eyebrows match up the forehead. You know, look like Picasso.
We used to perform together.
Ever put your life in another man's hands?
Yeah. I don't know. To speak on. There's a number of things for me. A number of things. But I think the eyes are definitely the most common, and I can understand why, because it appeals to me too.
Yeah, I think for me it's because, I mean, just sitting down. Let's say you don't get to see much of the physical attributes, especially when you're, you know, out with the coats on or whatever. You know, who knows when. But for me, all in all, just meeting somebody on the street, so to speak, or sitting down at a table or going somewhere, it's been most of my life. It's been the eyes.
Yeah. But if you think about it,
I don't know if you call it an argument or a little disagreement with a girl. I was like early 20s. She was like 19, where she at her mom's house. She had a nice pull out backwards, sitting, dangling our feet in the pool together. And we had some kind of fight or argument over something. I don't know what it was. She was a great girl, too. Great to this day. Just terrific, terrific kid. Very sexy, too. And we got into this kind of argument thing. I don't remember what. The only thing I remember, this is all I remember, is her getting up and stampeding away and yelling back at me, that's all you have is those eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's mad at me. That's all you have is those eyes.
Wow.
Yeah, so therefore, I'm going to say it's the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, if you think about it, it's probably the most prominent thing of today with COVID, because that's all you do see is the eyes and forehead.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all you see.
And Quinnell, will you put a picture of your forehead up on the Instamatic there?
He said Instamatic.
whatever it is there.
Instagram.
What's it called? Thank you. Yeah, Telegram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Definitely, man.
Yeah. I definitely want to see that picture of your forehead there. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely going to put it up.
Yeah, he's ahead of the game. It's okay.
I have a boyfriend. He goes on forever. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, when is this going to be over?
Forever.
Forever.
My goodness. You guys, I love hanging out with you guys.
Hanging out with you, man. What's your plans, Amanda? Any places to go? Well, we can talk that off air.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, there are some places that we want to travel around and see.
You're going to travel out of Monterey?
And that would have tragic repercussions all over Asia and the rest of the world.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah.
Watch out, world. I'll let you know when I'm coming.
Yeah.
My days.
Hey, what was I going to say? I don't remember. Amanda, what was I going to say? I was going to say
Japanese are involved here.
Oh,
yeah,
are they?
They might be. Yeah. Okay. Well, we haven't talked about. Well, I guess hell, this program. I can't believe they didn't cut us off yet because we were. You know, we're. Yeah, it's great to have you with us, former president. Thank you so much for joining our show again. That was Richard Nixon who's joined the show, and I want to thank him for joining. We've also had Donald Trump on our show. We've had Alfred Hitchcock. We've had Jimmy Carter. We've had, am I skipping anybody? We've had Who am I skipping? Anybody?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for Marilyn.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, we're going to do Marilyn. Next Friday show, our Super Bowl show, we'll have
The Three Stooges.
Is it? Yeah, then it's right, because
you are physically repulsive.
God. No. I'm not.
I would love to have a conversation with the Rat Pack. That would just be...
Oh, wouldn't that be... Okay, why don't we... Maybe we'll have the Rat Pack on Friday.
Well, yeah. We've got to call the publicist.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's call the publicist. And let's have the... We'll have a special interview with the Rat Pack, and we're also going to talk to Amanda more about...
Although she does have a very nice figure.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying.
Yes. Thank
but
you.
I think I mentioned everybody who's been on our show. If I forgot somebody, you know, apologies. I think I got everybody. But yeah, our contributors and our panelists, thank you so very much. And if anybody wants to join our show in the future at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are all over the globe, literally all over the world. So I'm not going to go around and name all those time zones, obviously, but just figure it out. You know, if it's 9 p.m. in New York, what time is it where you are? And the number to get on the show between 9 and, let's say, 10 or 10:30, as the case might be, is 515-605-9888. And email the show. Let us know what your thoughts are. You know, we are looking to get sponsorships from advertisers and are talking to some people who are interested in this show. Again, we're 395 episodes strong. We have thousands of listeners all over the world, over 23 countries right now, primarily North America, yes, but we're still over the world. And
yeah.
And I think this is a very unique platform that we present here on the Andy and Amanda show. We're not professional journalists. We're not professional radio people. We're not professional anything, I don't think, as far as I know. But which probably makes what this show so kind of entertaining most of the time. You know, most of the time.
We just hang out with each other and discuss what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we try to go over to the
China
Western,
doesn't like me too much. They pay us billions and billions.
Billions.
Yes.
But feel free to join the program, folks. If you want to call the show again, 9 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 515-605-9888. Join the party. We have a party. You know, this is your show. It's your show. You know?
Yes, it is yours.
You know?
Well, how
yeah.
It's really great to see everybody on this beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, see? Thank you.
I like to feel that way, yes.
Yeah, and we're very
Republicans
well
love it.
I know they do.
Oh,
they do.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I'm very surprised. I'm surprised. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Sure, girl. But anyway, yeah. So I feel like playing for you again, but I won't. I should wait till it's mixed.
Yes. Yes.
I agree, because then you're really giving the magic.
It truly is a good song. Don't you guys like this? What do you think? Tell me honestly.
I'll be honest with you. To me, it's a nice song. It sounds like a country song, a great crossover country song.
Crossover country. That's what I thought, Cornell. They were my thoughts, too. And I think, because we know that Down Home Georgia charted number one for 3 weeks. Number one. And Blake Shelton finally kicked him out. But he was number one for 3 weeks, our friend Kevin Michaels. And
but
that is no easy
he's not
going
to go number one again. He might
well,
go number
I feel
one
about,
again.
Here's what I feel about for you. I think, first of all, I've seen Kevin do the song live with a backing band. Not his band. He just gets up and he knows a lot of great musicians. And, you know, Kevin and I hang out together and he'll go up and, you know, grab a microphone and sing. And all the band members know him and they know his stuff. And he does day after day from, you know, the Badfinger days. And he does... You know, for you and a couple other tunes. Oh, he also does this great, great version of John Prine's "Angel from Montgomery." Does oh my God, great, knock you off your seat. Does a great job, and he's just overall very, very good. But what I've seen, and I've actually witnessed this, is when he sings "For You," I've seen women in the audience with tears in their eyes when she brings people cry.
Yeah.
And I'm not making that up. I've looked, scanned the audience, and there's this band playing. Hey, Kevin Michaels is here. Kevin, come up and sing. He grabs the mic as a guest, and he breaks into "For You," and people, it brings tears to people's eyes. And when a song lands, you know, when a song evokes emotion, you got to hit. I don't care how you slice or dice it, you know? Yes. And for that reason, I'm out of here. No, I felt like Shark Tank. For that reason, I'm out. No, for that reason, the song has more crossover potential than Down Home Georgia, which was a country tune that stayed number one for 3 weeks. But I think this song for you will cross over outside of country and go into the adult contemporary genres and who knows, you know, where else. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because we're going to track, just like we did Down Home Georgia, we tracked it from when it was number like 10, and we said, hey, it's going to go number one. And now we're just mixing this song and just playing a little bit of it. And we're able to watch how this song progresses through the national booking charts, you know, with radio stations across the country. And we're watching it grow and watching the stem cultivate right out of the Andy Demander show. And how many shows can you do that? How many shows can you do that? You can't. You can't.
No
show
true.
Does
this
that.
True.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Cornell, are you honking?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, you heard that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a car outside.
That's what it was.
Amanda, what you don't have no windows?
It's like
exactly.
It was like, señor,
so
a couple of papers, like, some windows, a couple of papers,
like,
I get a window.
Do you have the windows open or something?
Well, that live performance thing, I said it sounded like going past in the street. You didn't hear a thing, but you heard the car horn.
I heard it. I didn't think
Andy
it was a horn.
Like,
no.
Was Cornel, are you honking the horn? Andy was like, are you honking the horn? I'm like, okay, I don't have a car.
Oh, God. Yeah. That fart, by the way, sounded like it's reaching maximum density, like clothes were going to rip open, you know?
We're talking chili, man. We're talking chili for breakfast.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you much.
Is it true, do girls not masturbate, or do girls masturbate?
Oh my gosh, we are settling this right now. Yes, we do. If you don't, you are lying, because every girl does. And you know what? Seriously, if you don't, you're missing out on a great orgasm, because honestly, once you do, you know the spots, so you can tell the guy, teach him.
Yeah,
so
you can see yourself better than yourself.
These people are sick. They want to do it very quickly. And add me into the group if you don't mind.
Where do we get these things? Oh my God! Who's doing that?
They want to do it very
quickly. People
are
sick.
Not be into the group.
Yeah, you sick. Yeah, yeah.
Are these fucking people kidding me?
We're doing our best. Live from Mexico, live from the United States, live from all over the world, 23 countries around the world, from the UK, from here, from Mexico, from Delaware.
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? Lie
in the morning. Way, hey, in the morning.
Way, hey,
in the
morning.
I hope we're all having a drink. I am.
Shave his belly with a rusty razor. Shave his belly with a rusty razor.
Really.
Knock it off.
Yeah. Shit.
Hey. Don't you just love a good chunky?
Yeah. Yes.
Damn.
I love them. I think they're great.
Yeah. Well,
God, I could do with a drink.
I'm drinking a Johnny Walker on the rocks here.
Oh. Okay.
Andy and Amanda.
Oh.
Guess what I'm gonna be drinking Friday.
Friday.
A margarita. Margarita.
Peach whiskey.
Ooh.
Really.
Peach whiskey.
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Really.
Yes.
Wow. Is that something you've had before?
It's called Bird Dog Peach Flavor Whiskey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bird Dog Peach Flavored Whiskey.
Yes. You have to try. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Man.
Okay.
Try it, Andy. Amanda, I'm telling
you. I want to try it. I'm going to – have you ever had – I'm not a big – what is Johnny Walker? Is that a whiskey? What is that, a scotch whiskey? I don't even know what it is.
What's Johnny Walker?
Yeah.
I think that's a whiskey. Yeah.
Is it whiskey?
Yeah.
I usually have double black or black. This is a red, which isn't bad, but I prefer the smoother. The double black is amazing. I don't think I'm all out of it. But I'm not a big whiskey drinker, but I got to tell you, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
In the rocks
I'm
as well, or
like
that. Yeah. Not bad
I like
at all.
Jack Daniel. Jack Daniel.
Who's Jack Daniel? What kind of forehead does he have?
He have a wee forehead.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
You guys.
We really got to go. We really do. You know, and I want to wish everybody a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Give it your birthday. Happy birthday to you all. Happy birthday, Steve. Happy birthday, Mark. Happy birthday, Eric. Happy birthday, Samantha. Happy birthday, Susie. Happy birthday, Teresa. Happy birthday, George. Happy birthday, Tommy.
Actually, it's my friend's birthday today.
Oh, what's your name?
Colette.
Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday,
Dad.
Rest in peace, Pops. Happy birthday.
Oh, is your dad's birthday today?
Yeah, rest in peace, Dad. Yup.
Oh, yes, we are.
Yeah.
Oh.
Happy birthday,
Paul. Yeah, really.
What's up, Doc?
Well,
yeah,
we gotta go.
Actually, he loved Bugs Bunny.
We really want everybody to know that
every man and woman must be prepared to put his best effort into the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we certainly try.
We really do have to go.
We have to go. The lights are going off.
They are. They're blinking us off here.
Yeah.
They're blinking us off. We don't want to go. But we have to go.
If you don't like it, I'm gonna whoop you.
The resistance is real.
Yeah. It is real. It is real. Because I'm just waiting to see if are they gonna really cut us off. They probably will, because we've been cut off before. Probably our listeners are probably saying good thing.
That's about time.
What took you so long?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really. But Friday is, we're here in L.A. At least this studio is here in L.A. Amanda's in Mexico. Cornell's in the Philly area down Delaware. But being here in L.A., and I got to tell you, the traffic and the crowds are moving into Los Angeles like you wouldn't believe. Oh, my God, in droves. There's already a lot of people here now. It's incredible, incredible.
Oh,
all the
really?
Night spots. It's kind of fun, actually. It's kind of fun.
Super Bowl Sunday,
Super Bowl 56 from SoFi Stadium here in Los Angeles. And we're going to be talking about, in all seriousness, I'm going to do my best because I am a frustrated WIP sportscaster back in Philadelphia. I always wanted to say, Freddie from South Philly, you're on WIP. You know, it's a talk radio sports, right? I really wanted to be a sports talk host, talking sports, talk radio, sports radio.
Yeah.
I don't think about sports. That's probably why I didn't get the job. But anyway, I may have been good, though, not knowing anything about sports. Just saying, hoping all the callers do. I don't know.
Well,
anyway,
I don't either, so it's going to be an interesting
But the question is, the question has to be.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No. I don't know.
Oh, the lights just flickered. Oh,
yes.
Yes. Uh-oh. Anyway, guys, we are back here. I think we've tried to sign off before about a half hour ago, but we're still here.
No, like an hour.
Yeah, it's usually about that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. A heavy breeze is back.
He's here to cut us off, Yeah. All right. We got to go. Well, that being said, We got to roll. This has been a lot of fun. This is our Wednesday show. Signing off here from the United States and Mexico and the UK and from Delaware, which is Delaware in the United States? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just making sure.
Hopefully.
Yes. Okay. And just remember one thing.
You absolutely, if you play golf, if you play tennis or whatever you do, you have to make time for sex.
Yes. That's where I gotta go.
Yeah. I was going to ask Cornell.
How old were you when you first lost your virginity?
Soon as I seen her forehead.
Well, always, you're always welcome.
But until then, please look upon this house as your own.
Please do. We're out of here. Amanda, go ahead and sign us out of here.
Thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're going to track record.
We're all sure.
Oh, my God.
Catastrophe.
Hurry up, Amanda. Hurry up.
All right. On behalf of the amazing Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in Monterrey, Mexico, and Cornell Butler in Delaware. Oh, yes, the saucy Cornell Butler. We are signing off here on Wednesday's show. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you guys. Thank you for sticking with us, bearing with us, and hanging out for our craziness and lingering as long as we do. We can't help ourselves. We love it. But, join us on Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Even though Andy and I thought it was Friday, it will be Friday.
we really did. We thought it was Friday. Early in the show, we thought this was the Friday show. We thought we had a weekend ahead of us. We got to do one more show this week. Damn.
I know.
All right, guys. Friday, Super Bowl. Go Rams. Go Rams.
Woo!
Super Bowl Friday. Mm. All right. Here on the Andy Mandy Show. Everybody take care,
love
man. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Love you.